Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You know, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. You can send me out good vibes, but I'm not in the mood to receive good vibrations. Oh, wait, was that a beach song, a Beach Boy song? Something like that. Anyway, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, or follow me on Twitter, at Spoon Experience. Twitter, a Yiddish company. What? That's not a Yiddish company. What? We don't tweet. You tweet. I'm not tweeting. Get away from me, tweeter. Ladies and gentlemen, back with us is Pastor Devereaux from the South Bay Christian Academy. He did such a good job in the first hour. Congratulations on doing such a good job.
Thank you.
You did an excellent job. And we already have made the agreement where KPRZ is literally paying for a scholarship 50% of the tuition for the South Bay Christian Academy. Somebody has already taken advantage of that, and Pastor Devereaux was like, well, I'm here. We're doing it. What do you think? We do another one? It's like, wait, so we're going to do one more. That's it. Okay, so one is up and gone, and the other one is now up and available, and here's the dealios. We'll kind of reset it for people who didn't get to hear us during the first hour. The deal is that KPRZ is paying for half of a full-year scholarship for any student, K through 12, who decides they want to go to South Bay Christian Academy. And the deal is that it's normally $4,600. And instead, it's only going to be $2,300, and that $2,300 is going to cover not just one semester, but two semesters, a full year. Okay, so just in case anybody's missing that, I want to make sure that we're on the same page for that. So here's what it's all about. It's about offering a Christ-centered education for your child or your grandchild. And it gives them the opportunity to learn that God is in the middle of all subjects, not just chapel.
That's okay, right.
And it also gives them the opportunity to do it at 50% of the cost, because KPRZ is offering that that full-year scholarship. Is we're offering that as a radio station at half price. Now, I don't care how you say it. I don't care if you say, well, KPRZ is paying half, or KPRZ is offering it at half price, or it's 50% off, or it's half of what it normally is. I don't care. That's so irrelevant. You know what it is? It's not $4,600. It's $2,300, and that's covering a full year, and that's pretty good. So welcome back to the show, Pastor Devereaux. How you doing? How you doing?
Doing
today?
Great, Dave.
Yeah, you did really good in the first time we got together. So again, I want you to tell people in your own words. You don't have to repeat what you said. Just in your own words, what it is that South Bay Christian Academy, where you're located, and who you're ministering to, who you're reaching to, who you're teaching, and what do you offer as a school. So first, where are you located? Where are you guys at?
We're located in Northern Chula Vista on the corner of 4th and D, 395 D Street, Chula Vista.
Okay.
Right at the top of the hill, water fountain in the front, and we're right there.
Okay, easy access?
Easy access.
Freeways, well, all the way?
Very close to 5, 805, and 54 freeways.
Okay, if I have a helicopter and I want to drop my kid off, you're going to have a bouncy thing? Okay,
we got a nice helipad on the roof.
Okay,
almost.
Perfect. Okay, good answer. All right. Now, what is it that you guys, you're offering this through K through 12?
Yes.
Okay, so it's kindergarten, like we talked about before, all the way to 12th grade.
Yes.
And what are you offering? What are you giving them?
Well, we're giving them a great opportunity to have a wonderful environment, a safe environment where teachers are Christian. They're going to be learning the Word of God as well as academics in a safe environment. Their classes, we're not restrictive to just, say, students that are the upper echelon, just the cream of the crop. There might be a student that would like to be in another Christian school, but they don't make the grades. We're not going to discriminate in that way. We're going to give everyone a chance. We believe everyone should have the opportunity to receive a very good Christian education. We've received some students that maybe they're not at level, but they have the opportunity to get up to their level and to pass it. They will even have the opportunity to get into college while they're still in high school. They can earn college credits. They can learn foreign languages, Spanish. They can learn French, German, what have you, while they're in high school, having this opportunity. But a neat thing is that God is not just relegated to a chapel service on one particular morning. God is in the midst of everything. And so the parents have the opportunity of fulfilling the scriptural mandate of having the children in the Word of God throughout the day, every day, and feel great about it. Not just, as some might feel, a glorified Sunday school, but this is top quality Christian education, academics, first class all the way.
Wow, excellent. All right, so here's the deal. You got to call 858-535-1210. So let's make sure that you guys don't miss this. It's you're not calling my regular line to win tickets, okay? No. Okay? You're calling the main switchboard, which is where Dulcie answers the phone, because I don't answer the phone. You don't want me answering the phone. Trust me, that's a bad idea. 858-535-1210. Get it? 1210, like the dial. See, you're on 1210 AM. So you think, oh, that's nifty. They've got the 858-535-1210. You're right. It was an accident. Okay, maybe not. See, if your kids go to the school, they'll know that's no accident. Okay, so here's the bottom line. It's $2,300 instead of $4,600. It's a Christ-centered teaching curriculum, which means that Jesus isn't just mentioned in passing, that he's at the core of the teaching. And that's really what a lot of education today is missing, isn't it? Is it
yes.
they teach apart from Jesus.
That is correct. And he's out of it.
And you guys are doing the exact opposite. You're teaching inside with Jesus.
Yes.
And you guys have had some pretty good success, right? You've had some, you told me a couple of stories that was pretty good.
Yes.
Repeat those success stories. I love those.
Yes. Well, one of them is that we had an 11th grader last year to be accepted into Harvard's summer program. And we were very excited about the fact that one of our students was accepted at Harvard. But after enrolling there and being in class, they received all A's. And then we're talking about 11th grader taking full-blown classes at Harvard mm-hmm. University. So we're very stoked about that. Also, in the past, we've had one of our students to go take the bar exam. They went to law school. And one thing about that, their situation, was that they received a scholarship to a school that is back in the Midwest. And rather than go there, they said, well, they wanted to be close to the family because of the values they had received when they grew up, be close to family. So they stayed here. It cost them a little bit more, but they passed the bar on their first attempt. They are now a practicing lawyer right here in San Diego making big bucks. Also, you know, that's a neat thing. Wow, okay, everybody wants to make big bucks. You know, we want that American dream. But it was not at the expense of God. They didn't push God out. God has been at the center of their life. They are very, very active in their local church. They are teaching Sunday school on a weekly basis. They are so excited about God, and that makes us excited. They didn't lose out on God, even though they got an excellent education.
That's awesome. Okay, so listen to this. 858-535-1210. Hey, guess what? Well, I'm not asking you for money. Here's what I'm doing. I'm offering you money. Okay. Normally, it's $4,600 for a tuition. KPRZ is covering that tuition and making it so it's half price. So the half price tuition for going to South Bay Christian Academy is $2,300, not $4,600. We're covering 50%, but we're only doing it for one more person. I mean, we've already done one person. It's already in the works. It's already happening. So we are extending it for one more person. That's a total of two. See, I did graduate. That summa cum laude meant something at some point somewhere in my life. It took a while, but it did mean something. And then it was really funny when somebody said, "I'm magna cum laude," and I had to go, "That's 3.7 to 3.9. Not me. You're not." I'm like, they were like, ah. It was hilarious. Anyway, the bottom line is your child has an opportunity to get a God-centered education, which we've been talking about. Like, you've been listening to the show. It's like, oh, that everybody in the Supreme Court would have please had a God-centered education. None of us would be struggling with the level of stress that we seem to be going through.
That's right.
And so what's so funny about that is they would have known that a baby is in the womb is precious in the sight of God, that it's not a scientific fetus that you can kick out. The only, by the way, biological species in all the universe, the only one that doesn't get to have life at conception. That's the only one. It's like, what? You mean plants get to? Yeah, plants get to be life at conception. Time out. It's like, come on. People don't. And a good Bible education, a good Christian education is not to create militant soldiers. It's to create passionate believers that advance the kingdom of God from an intellectual, spiritual, faith-based, even emotional point of view, because we go through that whole realm as people, right?
I like it. Yes,
I mean, that's the way you gotta. That's the way you gotta do it, man.
Amen.
That's the way you gotta do it. So we're gonna make sure that Pastor Devereaux gets all the props in the world that he needs to get his support on our end. And again, as generous as people think, KPRZ is, we are generous. But we're giving you 50% off for one more person, period. 858-535-1210. That's 858-535-1210. Is there anything else you want to add? We've got pretty good, but I want to make sure you get the full communication. I mean, your school, where do they get that information? What's your website?
Our website is sbcaeagles.com or southbaychristianacademy.com.
That's the first time I heard of the Eagles one. I didn't hear about that.
A little shorter, South Bay Christian Academy. That's a mouthful.
What's it, SB Eagles?
SBCA.
SBCA Eagles?
Eagles.com.
Oh, that's a good one. Hold on, let me write that down. SBCA Eagles. Even I can remember that, which is good. You know, as you're getting older, it gets harder.
Summa cum laude.
Yeah. 858 535-1210. One more spot. One spot's already taken. One other spot available. Literally, normally $4,600 through KPRZ, through the David Spoon Experience, $2,300. I mean, that's for a full year. That's awesome. Thanks, Pastor Devereaux. I really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure.
You did a great job. RoboPaul, I know you're filling in for our migraine friend. I feel so bad for RoboPerson. Don't you feel bad for him? Hold on, I'm practicing my riff. Hold on. Keep going. Yeah! You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 12:10 a.m. in San Diego. Don't go anywhere. Chris Tomlin tickets are coming up.
Thank you.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 12:10 a.m. KPRZ.
Easter is almost here, so hop in today to 99 cents only stores to get large Easter baskets in spring colors for only 99.99 cents each. And don't forget the basket stuffers. Save more. Shop 99 cents only stores first for Easter essentials.
Hi, San Diego. This is Sean Mitchell, pro sports chaplain and pastor to New Venture Christian Fellowship and Schools. This is one of my favorite times of year, getting ready for the 24th annual Sunrise on the Shore. Every year, New Venture welcomes thousands from all over at the newly named Junior Seau Oceanside Pier Amphitheater for a high-energy celebration for the whole family. This year, kick off with live music from Grammy Award artist, comedy from Bill Cosby's favorite, Carlos Oscar, not to mention San Diego's favorite, Mark Larson. If you're a Survivor fan, you won't want to miss special guest Lisa Welcho, best known as Blair from Facts of Life and Celebrity Survivor Philippines. Also, catch her Good Friday at New Ventures Community Breakfast. Sunrise on the Shore is free for all, Easter Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m. Bundle up and bring a friend, then leave your blanket behind, and New Venture will deliver them to North County homeless shelters. For more information, call 760-721-7777 or visit us at newventure.org. That's www.newventure.org.
Influence Salon is an exclusive Paul Mitchell salon opening right in the heart of beautiful downtown Oceanside. Justin Edward Jashura had a dream of opening this salon and making men and women look and feel as great as God intended them to be. That's why he's so excited to be a part of K-Praise.
Hi, this is Justin Edward Jashura of Influence, the Salon of Style, opening next month at downtown Oceanside. We had an awesome time meeting some of you beautiful ladies and styling your hair at the Power of Friendship Conference. At the event, we sold exclusive $50 gift cards for just $25. And I'm back here today to make the same offer to all you K-Praise listeners. Thank you again so much for your support. We look forward to meeting you.
Influence Salon will be opening in April on Highway 101 in downtown Oceanside. You can go to influence-salon for updates on their grand opening and keep your eyes open for their pre-sale $50 gift card selling for just $25.
And remember, God made you beautiful. We just want to magnify it. God bless.
Harvest Christian Fellowship invites you to experience Easter 2013 together as a family. Harvest Christian Fellowship is a vibrant, healthy church with great teaching and passionate worship. Visit them online at harvestlakeside.com to learn more about the ministries and missionaries they support all around the world. And at harvestlakeside.com, you can check out their upcoming awesome Art of Marriage event. It's a family life Art of Marriage event at Harvest Lakeside. Harvest Christian Fellowship Lakeside welcomes you and your family to celebrate Easter together. Visit us online at harvestlakeside.com and check out some cool photos of recent church activities. That's harvestlakeside.com. Easter Sunday and an awesome Art of Marriage event at Harvest Lakeside. Come be a part of God's family. Feel the warmth, joy, and love of Christ this Easter at Harvest Christian Fellowship Lakeside. It'll be great to have you here.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Come on, baby.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Oh, there's so much to cover. Nice job, by the way, by Pastor Devereaux. He did a really nice job. Pretty happy about this South Bay Christian Academy deal where they're paying 50%. KPRZ. You know, it's about time that KPRZ is a little generous. That's my comment right there. I know they're generous, but I mean, that's being really generous. That's doing a good job. This segment, again, brought to you by AfterForeclosure.com. John Maddox, by the way, coming into the studio Monday. He's coming to the studio on Monday, and then he's flying back out to Nashville. And his dealio is if you had a short sale or you had a foreclosure or you're kind of like, I don't know where I am, they've created the nifty pass-fail test, which the last time I did this spot, I kept saying the pass-test-fail. I don't know what that meant, but that's what I was doing. Anyway, so if you go to the afterforeclosure.com site, you type in the information, and 1 minute you get a review, you pass, you fail, they give you steps. If you don't make it, they give you steps to help you move it along, which is totally cool, because that's what you got to do. And then John or one of his friends will call you, or you can call them at 888-634-4260. That's 888-634-4260. Somebody I trust, or I wouldn't put them on the show. How about that? Boom. I don't care. That's how I feel. Which is why I'm pretty happy about this the South Bay Christian deal. That's a good deal, too. A couple things to cover, and then we're going to give away Chris Tomlin tickets. I did want to say this because this is – hold on. I'm taking a deep breath. Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. This just out today. Because for some reason, this is news. If Paul – Robo Paul can explain to me why it's news, I'll give him a dollar. Okay. Yeah, for some reason, they thought it was news on NBC when one of their Today hosts came out to say, I'm gay and I'm pregnant. And so they were super excited to come out on the air. It's a weekend anchor. But wait, here's what's funny. She didn't do it on her show. Aha! If you know media at all, aha! We see what's going on here. There's a little bit of rubber in that room. There's something not working right. And I just have a question for you. Since it's okay for gay people to come out and say they're pregnant, is it okay for straight people to come out and say that they're getting married and they're pregnant? Is that okay too? I mean, wait, you can't just be able to come out if you're gay, can you? Can't you come out if you're straight?
I mean, you just have to do it on your own show.
Apparently not a weekend show on NBC.
If you're straight, then you have to do it on your own show.
You know,
this get the primetime show.
Let me point this out. The CDC, and you can say all you can yell at me all you want. The CDC, the Center for Disease Control, did the latest statistical study. The percentage of people that are gay in the United States is less than 4%. Guess where I got that information for all the detractors? Huffington Post. It's not exactly a bastion of right-wing liberalism. Huffington Post. Yeah, the lady that was like, you know, that had that really squeaky voice.
Arianna Huffington.
Yeah, that one. Anyway, so they say it's 4%. See, they said it was 10% in the 40s. They did. They said it was 10% in the 40s. Then in the 80s and 90s, they said it was 6%. Now it's 4%. Unfortunately, in the media, it's 40%, and in Hollywood, it's 50%. And why you see the media coming out the way they do and Hollywood coming out the way they do is because their percentages are skewed from normal people. And I don't say normal as in gay or straight people. I'm talking normal people as non-Hollywood people, non-media people. And people keep saying, Dave, you're in the media. I'm an anti-media media guy because media stands for making everybody dumber in America. That's what it stands for. By the way, I don't know if you know this or not, but Don Lemon, Don Lemon himself, who well, at least he came out on his own show, so I give him credit for that. Anyway, he's saying that people that are like heterosexual in a heterosexual relationship, that it's like slavery. How dumb is that? That's dumb. And here's even better. Just to give you an idea of what Hollywood does, the guy that writes Modern Family, his whole goal is to make it completely normal where everybody, 50% of the entire community, is gay. That's why on his show, it's 25% of the eight adults are gay because he wants it to be 50%. He can't even add. The dude can't even add. He wants to be 50%. Wait, on your own show, it's 25%, which, of course, is 21% higher than normal. So out of those eight people, there wouldn't be one. Uh-oh, those stupid statistics. How come they keep getting in the way? I don't know. It's kind of like the drive this speed limit. If you don't, you get a ticket. It's like, well, who cares? What are we doing? We're gonna do a giveaway. What time are we at? Where are we at? What are we doing? Where am I? I'm at a break. There's a couple people that want to break me. That is for sure, ladies and gentlemen. You know why that won't happen? Because I don't care. How about that? And I still go back to my Bill O'Reilly rant. So if you didn't hear that, you should listen to it as soon as we podcast it. As soon as Robo Producer stops having migraines. Okay, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. The only reason you're listening is you're just as crazy as I am. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Influence Salon is an exclusive Paul Mitchell salon opening right in the heart of beautiful downtown Oceanside. Justin Edward Jashura had a dream of opening this salon and making men and women look and feel as great as God intended them to be. That's why he's so excited to be a part of K-Praise.
Hi, this is Justin Edward Jashura of Influence, the Salon of Style, opening next month at downtown Oceanside. We had an awesome time meeting some of you beautiful ladies and styling your hair at the Power of Friendship Conference. At the event, we sold exclusive $50 gift cards for just $25. And I'm back here today to make the same offer to all you K-Praise listeners. Thank you again so much for your support. We look forward to meeting you.
Influence Salon will be opening in April on Highway 101 in downtown Oceanside. You can go to influence-salon for updates on their grand opening and keep your eyes open for their pre-sale $50 gift card selling for just $25.
And remember, God made you beautiful. We just want to magnify it. God bless.
For a large part of your life, living on your own is very important. But when the family is gone, there are better living options to keep an older adult active and not having to rely on their family and friends for support. It's Kevin Davis for Monta Vista Village. If you still want to live your life, but you need a little help, call Monta Vista Village at 619-465-1331. This is a wonderful community with lots of activities and transportation and someone to do the daily chores of housekeeping and laundry and cooking. Don't be a slave to your home. Be active and enjoying your life in your golden years. My wife's grandfather lives there. We've spent a lot of time hanging out at Monta Vista Village, and I can tell you firsthand that it's a great facility. They also have assisted and long-term skilled care in their wonderful 21-bed skilled nursing unit. 619-465-1331. Get independent care that allows you to live your life while taking care of your specific needs. License number 374-600-564. 090-000-078.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the greatest financial fears of Americans is simply running out of money. The last thing that people want is to become dependent on their kids or their grandkids in those golden years. Retirement is the time of life when you want to be polishing that backswing and not your resume. And yet, the number of people who haven't put plans in place is shocking. Look, we all know that this is a world without a whole lot of guarantees, but one thing is clear, if you don't know where you're heading, you probably won't get there. So let's get together for your free retirement consultation and see if we can help to put your retirement puzzle together for you. Call me for your free visit at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your complimentary consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
comma, comma, down, doo-dee-doo, down, down. Breaking up is hard to do.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. All this energy and not stimulated by Monster. You know, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Right now, when I just said that, Robo Producer driving in the car just swerved from one lane into the next. Anyway, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience. Like it and or make a comment. Follow me on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. That's my handle. You know, one day I'm going to do that, and it's actually going to sound like Sean Connery. One day. It's not today, but one day that's going to happen. Somebody wanted to know why I'm so angry about the whole gay marriage thing or whatever. It's like, I'm not angry. I just think it's this simple. I don't have any problem on the benefits issue. I don't even care. Here's the bottom line. Quit stealing words. Quit stealing words. And I know several people who are gay and lesbian, not happy. I don't care what you say. They're not gay. Give me another word. I'll go with it. Okay, we're going to do our giveaway right now because I feel like it. Here it is. We're doing Chris Tomlin tickets. What do you think of that? Chris Tomlin tickets. You can't beat that, man. Tickets to a Chris Tomlin concert. That's like Christian rock upper echelon, if that's a word. Upper echelon. Upper, you know, the upper echelon, echelon. Okay, here it is. So for Chris Tomlin tickets, this is not going to be an easy one. So I need everybody to be thinking, ladies and gentlemen. I need to be thinking. Here we go. We're going to do Chris Tomlin tickets. And then I don't know what else. We're giving away something else. Here we go. Here it is. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. According to Jesus. That's right. The dude we love. According to Jesus. And to have respect for everything he has to say. When would the disciples, now this is after the resurrection in Acts chapter 1, let me even rephrase it. When would the disciples receive power? Let me rephrase it. From whom would the disciples receive power? Based in Acts chapter 1, according to Jesus, from whom would the disciples receive power? In Acts chapter 1. So where would they get the power that Jesus was talking about to walk the walk, to do the witness, to be his ambassadors? He said, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. After this takes place, what did he say would take place? 866-K-PRAISE, 866-K-P-R-A-I-S-E. 866-577-2473. We're looking for the answer that Jesus gave. According to Jesus, who would bring power into their lives to be witnesses? Who would bring the power? Here's a hint. It's one of the Trinity. That's all I'm going to give you. Uh-oh, I should have said that. Now the phones are totally lit up and Robo Paul is running backwards. That's classic. Let's see. I don't know what this thing is doing here, but okie dokie artichokey. So that's the question that I got rolling. Who's coming on the disciples to give them power? Who is it? This is for a pair of Chris Tomlin tickets. Let's get this part straight, though, ladies and gentlemen. If you've won in the last 60 days, you cannot win again. If you've won in the last 60 days, you cannot win again in 60 days. Unless you change your voice, change your phone number, but then you got to deal with thou shalt not bear false witness. Okay. Okay, do we already have we have callers coming up the galore. Galore callers. Caller after caller. Who do I have first? Is it Nicole? Is that correct? Yes. Nicole, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you doing today?
I'm great.
Is this the first time you've heard the show?
This is my first time. Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay, well, this is a kind of one of those shows that kind of grows on you like a fungi. Okay.
Well, great.
All right. So I have confidence you're going to get this straight and you're going to get the right answer. But before you do, one of the things that we like to do is talk to people about what it is that they're working on in the Lord that we can be praying with you for, that we can be in agreement with you on. What are you working on? What's the Lord working on in your life?
Well, I'm just working every day to grow closer to Him. That's my biggest goal.
So your goal is to draw closer to the Lord in relationship, and then by juxtaposition of relationship in everything you do.
Absolutely.
Okay, let me pray with you. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right, let's pray. All right, Lord, we just lift up Nicole to you right now, and we ask in your name, Lord, that you would bless her with your presence, and that when she reads your word, it would speak to her. It wouldn't be as a foreign language, but you would open up the word so that the understanding would become even deeper. And when she prays to you and talks to you and communes with you, she would understand even more so than her past that you are listening, that you're right there, and that you're participating with her, and that you love her, and that you support her, and you want to draw closer to her as she wants to draw closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen, sister. Okay, here we go. Here's your big question. So Acts chapter 1 comes rolling around. The disciples, they've had an interesting go of it with Jesus. He tells them, I want you to wait in Jerusalem for this particular event to take place. When this happens, you're going to have power to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. What was the event? What was Jesus talking about? Who was supposed to come upon them?
The Holy Spirit.
That is correct, ma'am. You are a winner. Nice
Yay.
Job. Good
Thank
job.
You.
Very good.
I'm so excited. We've been learning the Holy Spirit. So
awesome.
I knew the answer right away.
Good job. All right. So here's what we're going to do. So this is how it works in radio, because radio is a little different. What we're going to do is we're going to put you on hold. And then what we're going to do is have somebody's going to come and take your name and number. And then in about 30 minutes, 45 minutes, we're going to have our call screener contact you to fill out the rest of the information. And then we're going to coordinate it so you get the ticket.
Okay, that's fantastic.
Is that great?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can go to Facebook and like us, or you know what? I tell people, forget that. Just tell people to listen. You'll get it after you listen for about 15 minutes. If it doesn't give you a reason to drive off the road, then you'll like it. That's how it'll go. Okay.
All right.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Okay, we're gonna take a break. I know we had Audrey. Does she want to hold over for a question for the next hour? Because we'll have to ask her that. Because aren't we like on a break? We're on a break, right?
I love you.
Okay, that's a yes. Okay, so here's what I want to do. I want one of the call screeners or somebody to ask Audrey if she wants to hang over. I have another trivia question. If she can, great. If she can't, have her call back. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. The most important thing when we come back, another joke.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Hey, check this out. For the first time that we at Cash Call know of, and we've been doing this a long time, Cash Call is offering a 10-year fixed-rate mortgage at 2.5% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 2.5%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 10 years. Are you kidding me? Look, even if you refinanced recently, invest a little time to put savings in your pocket every month for the next 10 years. Thanks, Mr. Fed. Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you'll save. Don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 2.5% 10-year money today.
Must own no other properties, no self-employment. Otherwise, higher rate will apply. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporation's California Finance Lenders Law License, NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Technology can be great for keeping us in touch with family and friends, for getting us information and getting work done. But all that time spent staring down at our cell phones, hunched over a computer, can add up to chronic pain. It's Kevin Davis, and like many people, I grew up in front of the computer doing homework, playing games, and by my mid-20s, I was experiencing chronic pain. Finally, after a decade of putting up with it, I went into the doctors at the chiropractic group, and I am feeling the best I have in years. I want you to feel the best you have in years. I want you free of the pain of technology. Give them a call at 858-576-BACK, 858-576-2225. Tell them you're a Coffee with Kevin listener, and you'll get a one-on-one health consultation, complete spinal examination, computerized nerve test, x-rays, and a detailed report on the findings, all for just $39. So give the chiropractic group a call at 858-576-BACK, 858-576-2225. Call today and start getting your life back from technology. 858-576-2225.
What if I told you that $133 feeds three children for an entire year in Guatemala? Here in San Diego, we're doing really well if we feed three children for $133 a month. The sad fact is that Guatemala has the highest rate of child malnutrition in the Western Hemisphere, including the highest rate of infant mortality in the world. Almost 50% of all Guatemalan children under 5 years old are severely malnourished. There is help and hope through Food for the Poor. Your gift of $133 will provide food for three Guatemalan children for an entire year. $266 will feed six children for a year. Please help Food for the Poor and KPRZ provide food for 355 starving children in Guatemala. Call 855-901-HOPE. That's 855-901-4673. 855-901-4673. Or online at kprz.com.
Hi, Mel Svensson here, pastor at Riverview Church in Bonsall and the host of All For Him Outreach Radio, heard every Wednesday morning at 5:30 a.m. right here on K-Praise. I want to personally invite you to come celebrate Easter with us here at Riverview Church this coming Sunday. We're celebrating the greatest day in human history as Jesus Christ conquered sin and death for us by rising from the dead. So come and join us. We'll have great worship, great music, a message from God's Word about what it means to be a follower of Christ. Whether you're young or old, single or married, serving in the military, wherever you are at in your relationship with God, we would love to have you join us. We have three services every Sunday, 8 a.m., 9:30, and 11 a.m. You can find directions to our church at our website at www.riverviewlife.org. Remember, live this week all for Him, and we hope to see you at our Easter celebration at Riverview Church in Bonsall.
Make sure to listen to All for Him Outreach Radio every Wednesday morning at 5:30 a.m. on 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
God bless you.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You know, you can reach the show by painting a really big sign on an airplane and flying all around and letting somebody take a picture. Okay, can't do that. You can reach the show by hiring one of those airplanes that have one of those trailer things behind it and then say, hey, Dave, just wanted to say hi. Okay. Or you could probably just send me an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Also, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow me on Twitter, at Spoon Experience. Spoon Experience. Okay. Holding on, because she is a trooper. And we know what a trooper is. Audrey is a trooper. Audrey, are you there? Audrey, are you with us? Are you still there, Audrey?
Yep, I'm still here.
All right. Okay, now listen, we already know that we have the Chris Tomlin winner, but I want to give you a chance to win as well. So you ready to play for some trivia?
Sure, why not?
Why not? I'll tell you, why not? You know, it's a little like my mom used to sound. That's pretty funny. Why not? Okay. First of all, would you rather play for a book? And they just handed me a new book by Focus on the Family. Actually, it's authored by Ken Blanchard and Phil Hodges, called Lead Your Family Like Jesus. Okay, that's a new book that we're offering. Or you can get the movie. Now, let me check with my producer. La Miserable.
Le Miserable.
You are miserable.
It's French for the miserable.
We are miserable. Your mother is miserable. I don't. So that movie. You can get that movie or the book. Which would you rather play for, Audrey?
The book.
The book. Look at that. Going for the book. She doesn't want to be miserable. See that? Okay. All right, Audrey. Here you go. Here's the big, big question for you. Now, I'm pretty confident you're going to get this. Okay? Feeling good. What was the name of the brother of Martha and Mary?
Lazarus.
That is correct, ma'am. You are a winner. Nice job. Very good. Good job on that. Is this the first time you've heard the show?
No, I actually heard it, I think it was last week, and then this may be my second time.
Oh, you are a glutton for punishment, aren't you? That's okay. All right, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold, And then I'm going to have my call screener get your information. And then we're going to coordinate for you to get the book. Now, I got to tell you this real quickly. They just gave me this book. So the actual copy I have in my hand is not the one you're going to get, but we're going to get one exactly like it and make sure it gets to you, okay? And so it's called Lead Your Family Like Jesus, brand new from Focus on the Family. I mean, brand new as in came in today. So you're ahead of the curve.
Great.
Good job.
Try to be.
Thank you, Audrey. I appreciate it. God bless you, sister. Thank you. Okay, so that was a good job. She did that right off. She didn't even hesitate. She knew right away, huh? That's called knowing. She knows. She knows her Bible. She's no dummy. I am eventually going to do a devotional diamond of the day. It is so funny. I cannot wait to do it. So I got to figure out my timing here. What's my timing? What do I got? Where am I at? Who am I? And what? I got 30 seconds. So if I come back at like 43, 44, I'm going, what, to 56? 57? It's like a long, you guys, you keep making it up. It's all right. I love you guys too. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. I'm going to come back and do devotional diamond of the day. Before I exit, since I only have 30 seconds, I'm just going to say you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. We'll be right back. You never know what's going to happen next.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Want your marketing plan to be as stress-free as the open road? Email marketing from Constant Contact is an easy-to-use tool that helps you to reach your customers in a place they're checking every day, their inbox. Sign up for a free trial from the industry-leading provider at ConstantContact.com.
This is an important message for all hardworking Americans. Not long ago, Michael Parnas was living on a park bench in New York City. Fast forward to 2008, he took a few thousand dollars and in less than 8 months, eight of the worst trading months in stock market history, Michael made close to $4 million. He cracked the stock market's code and discovered the insider trends that your broker doesn't want you to know. So he is giving you his Power Trading, Power Living book and DVD to help take the mystery out of the market, break down the trades and trends you need to know, and show you how he went from a park bench to Park Avenue for free. Just pay shipping. Michael has never stopped believing that regular hardworking people can make money in the stock market. A lot of money. In fact, Michael is convinced power trading can work for you too. That's why he's giving you his book and DVD for free. Call Michael now at 800-203-1133 and claim your free copy. Call 800-203-1133. That's 800-203-1133. Trading carries a high level of risk and may not be suitable for everyone.
What? Do you qualify to buy a home after your foreclosure or your short sale? You don't know? Well, the answer is to go to afterforeclosure.com. Hey, remember that housing bubble? Boom, we all got burned. But now there's a company that's helping people get their feet back on the ground and putting people with past foreclosures and short sales back in home ownership again. If you had a short sale or a foreclosure in your past, guess what? Your future is brighter than ever because afterforeclosure.com can help you start over right now. Simply visit afterforeclosure.com, fill out the nifty pass-fail test, see your results immediately, and you'll either go yay or boo. One way or another, my friend John Maddox, he specializes in these type of loans. He'll contact you to review your results and help you get pre-qualified to buy a home again. That's afterforeclosure.com or call John at 888-634-4260. That's 888-634-4260.
Are you considering a short sale? Wondering why, despite making a good income and not using your credit cards, your debt isn't decreasing? Have you been threatened or served with a lawsuit by a creditor? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you owe it to yourself to speak with Sean Doan, a seasoned California attorney and reoccurring guest on KPRZ's Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth. Sean Doan treats these financial-related illnesses. Call Mr. Doan today at 760-746-4476 to schedule a free consultation. Find out how you can regain financial prosperity in as little as 110 days. Mention KPRZ for special pricing. If you're considering a short sale, you should seek legal advice before doing anything, despite what your real estate agent may tell you. Before you make another pointless payment to the big banksters, call Sean Doan first. Knowledge is power and will set you free. 760-746-4476. That's 760-746-4476 or online at doanlaw.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
He's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Spoon Experience. You can go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience. You can do any of those things. You can open up a trust fund and put $1 million in it and said for David Spoon only. You can do that too. Any of those things you want to do, you can do. Let me say a couple things. One, do not forget my good buddy Rick Yacko, who has faithfully been not just a sponsor but a friend of the show. He is the one that can help you on your retirement materials. If you are looking at retirement and you're just like going, ay, 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 ay. Well, there goes Tony walking by the window. Anyway, if you're one of those people that don't know what's going on, Rick can help you sort it out. He does it for free. He doesn't charge anybody. Come on now. That's a pretty good deal. You can either send me an email if you want. That doesn't bother me. I'll send it straight to Rick. Or you can go on the KPRZ.com website. Ooh. KPRZ has a website? Yeah, it's called KPRZ.com. Eventually, you'll be able to take a straw and eat your food directly from the website. Very cool. Before we get into our final devotional diamond of the day, let me point this out for somebody who gave me a phone call, left a message on my voicemail, but did not leave their name or number. So you know what? That makes it really hard for me to call them back because I'm good. But I'm not that good, so if I was that good, remember, Lotto's only six, okay? So you're talking about nine. That's not happening. Or is it 10? 10. See, I can't even count. I did have three kids, right? One, two, three. I'm checking. All right. Anyway, the person called me, and they actually made they started to make a compelling case, but you can't leave a 15-minute message on a one-minute message machine tape. So if you make a phone call and you want somebody to call you back, you try and do your best to give them the highlights, but you can't tell the whole story and then start the story and just be, 45 seconds into the beginning and then have it go. So it makes it hard. So here's what happened. The person called, and I just want to reach out to that person. I'm not making fun of that person at all. I want to reach out to that person because that person expressed that they went to a conservative church and or they called a conservative church and they were looking to get some help and they didn't feel like the church was that's what I'm looking for, responding the way they wanted them to or caring the way they wanted to. I won't tell you all the details of that, but what the person said on the phone was, look, that they poke around, they look at different churches because they don't want to be in a herd mentality, but they went to this conservative church and it was a bad experience when they talked to somebody in the counseling department on the phone. So here's my response to that, so just so we can all be kind of on the same page. If you've been hurt by a church, conservative, moderate, liberal, I don't care. As long as the church is teaching and believing the real Jesus Christ, that's the one in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Okay, that's the one that's the Jesus of the Bible, not the Jesus of the, this makes my social life seem acceptable. And if you had that experience and you went to a church and it was bad, that's a bummer, and I'm sorry that happened to you. But calling one church does not represent all conservative churches. It's the idea that one church represents 10,000 conservative churches in a one or two state period is ridiculous. One church might do something wrong. That does not, it is not indicative of all conservative churches. And to make that kind of indictment is an unfair indictment. It's like thinking that those nut jobs in the Marlboro whatever people, what are those people called that go around doing, who are those? What are those people?
Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah, they're nut jobs. God, what do you need? You need somebody to tell you they're a nut job? Here, I'll do it on the radio so you don't have to wonder.
Westboro Baptist Church.
Westboro Baptist Church. Nut job. What does that give you? Does that make you feel better? They don't represent the church at large. They don't represent any. You know what they represent? They represent somehow somebody thought this would be good television, good radio, and whoever thought that, they were right. because they these people keep getting, they got a church of like 30 people, you know, or 40 people. It's like, oh, they protest at this. They protest at this. They don't do anything without knowing they're getting, are you kidding? How many people did Jesus go, yeah, yeah, I'm going to heal you. Hold on, buddy. Hold on. Hold on. I want to go to the amphitheater first and make sure I call CNN, and then I'm going to heal you. Okay. You know, it tells you everything you got to know. But my point is that those nut jobs don't represent the church any more than the one church represents all the others. It doesn't work that way. That's not how it works. So if you've gone through a church experience and it's been bad or it's been terrible, that's a drag, and I truly am sorry for you. You know, there was two books I was going to write. I was going to write this one called The Pastor That Ate the Sheep, and then the second book was going to be called The Sheep That Ate the Pastor. Because it works both ways. If you don't think it works both ways, you're nuts. But here's the bottom line. There are tons of great churches. And if you go to a church and it's not for you, go somewhere else. And if somebody says, no, you can't do that, you're wrong. You can go until you find the place you believe God has called you. And if you're at a church and you just really feel it's like, I'm grating my spirit, I'm not growing, and you become all bitter, odds are you shouldn't be there. That or you need deliverance. One of the two. I mean, come on. It's like one of those two things. I mean, it's just, come on. There's tons and tons of great churches. Maybe you need a big church. Maybe you need a little church. Maybe you need to go to church and sit on your blessed assurance and don't do anything. Just sit there and listen. And if this is the place you feel like this is the place God's calling me to, I should really start participating. Then wait, here's a thought. Then start to participate. There's no church that in any righteous capacity should force a herd mentality. Okay? Pastors can direct for you where to eat, but they don't direct for you to do otherly bodily function. I mean, come on. There's a limit here, and we are all allowing ourselves to be directed and guided. And here's something really good that Greg Harris said the other day. Really good. Hey, yeah, and this is a great point. Follow me as I follow Christ, as I follow Jesus. If Paul would have done something that wasn't following Jesus, guess what you were not supposed to do? Follow Paul if he was doing something that wasn't following Jesus. See, here's the key. Jesus is the shepherd and bishop of our souls. Get that? Jesus is the shepherd and bishop of our souls. Every other pastor or leader in the world is a sub-pastor to Jesus. Jesus is the king. Everybody else is kind of like, okay, cool. So my encouragement to you is not to give up because you went to a church and somebody called you and had a bad attitude, had a bad burrito, or had a bad bean salad and couldn't recover. My encouragement to you is not to let that be the thing that distracts you from pursuing the kingdom of God and interacting with your brother and your sister. And don't tell me, oh, it's a church. It must be some evil form of government. Oh, come on. It's a bunch of rubbish. And by the way, that person, I will say, I wish you'd call the show like tomorrow so I can talk to you. They said they were an artist. Hey, I'm an artist. I see things differently. Do I seem like a regular sheep here on KPRZ? I would go as far as to say I'm not a regular type of person. I would say that. That's okay. When my wife tells me I'm not a regular type of person, I'm thinking everybody knows that. Well, at least I thought. The point of the show is for you to have a strengthened relationship with Jesus Christ. Perhaps the government will not make the right decision. Perhaps the Supreme Court will majorly blow it. What are you going to do? Give up on Jesus? Stop teaching your kids about Jesus? No, you're not. You know you're not going to do it because nobody else has the words of eternal life. There's nowhere else to go but to him. So if one thing that I do on this show is encourage people to have a closer relationship with Jesus Christ, I did my job because that's my call, is to encourage that. Okay? Are we at the end? We're at the end, huh? We're kind of like, are we past the end? Or we're kind of at the end? Yeah. There's the music. You know, what I just don't want to hear the music is I don't want it to be like taps. Okay. All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. Tony thought that was funny. That was funny. Right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Wait till I let him on the air. Then we're all in trouble. We are going to be back in 22 hours. So for 22 hours, you can do anything you want. But 22 hours from now, you got to come right back here. Right back here to KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, and listen to the David Spoon Experience. I'm David Spoon. I'll see you tomorrow.